now she'd kill you.
So let her kill me and get over with. I can still get a few hours sleep.
What's she doing now, Hench?
She's walking up and down muttering to herself.
You don't know Emma. She's not muttering. She's just revving up her mouth.
I don't think she's planning on going to sleep.
What time is it?
You tell me. I lost my wristwatch in that last pot.
Well, we'll just have to brazen it out. Come on, unroll the stretcher. I'm a double.
Gee, Emma warned me it was my last chance. Maybe I better sleep in a mess hall tonight.
Nothing doing. I promise I'd get you home safely.
Thanks. You're a real pal. You see me through every jam that you ever got me into.
Now you're going to blame me, huh? You went broke at 12 o'clock.
You could have gone home then.
But no, you were greedy. You had to lose more.
This is all academic now in the face of Satan's death.
Oh, stop with you. Emma's nothing to me. I can wrap her around my little finger.
I'd feel safe if you could wrap her around a lamppost.
This is it, boys. We're going in. You lie down. I'll put the blanket over. Let me hold the hand here now.
Who's there?
Emma, it's me, Ernie Bilko. I have Rupert with me. Open the door, please.
Just a moment.
Emma! Try to remember. We wouldn't have brought him home if the doctor didn't say it was all right. Be calm, dear. Bring him in, boys. Gently. Oh, so gently. Gently, boys.
What are you trying to pull, Bill?
Shh. Emma, he must have rest and quiet. Hench off. Rocco, boil me some water. Boil a lot of water.
Oh, don't tell me. Let me guess. I suppose he's having a baby.
The Jeep just hit him a glancing blow, which was very fortunate. However, by every rule in the medical book, he should still be in the hospital. But he begged the doctor. He pleaded. He said, I want to be with my beloved wife. Emma, believe me, it's the first time I ever saw a hardened doctor break down and cry.
Let me talk to him.
All right, but be brief, for she must have rest and quiet.
Rupert, are you conscious? Can you hear me?
Rupert, it's your beloved wife, Emma.
Hello, sweetheart.
No, over here. You see his core. The optic nerves have been affected. We may have to take him to Vienna for surgery.
Rupert, Sergeant Bilko told me the whole story.
That's good.
No, it's not.
Please, you're going to wake the whole town.
God, it's time they woke up. A member of the armed forces is being taken here every single day. Wake up, America. Wake up, America.
Emma, play it
out. If you try to stop me, I'm going to scream.
Emma.
John, what was that?
I don't know. Give me the corporal of the guard.
I never heard such a scream. It sounded inhuman.
Corporal, what was that?
Oh. Right, dear. It was Sergeant Richard Twain.
Dear, he was evidently having a nightmare.
What a coincidence.
What do you mean, dear?
I was just dreaming about Bilko.
Gently. Hold it. This is all right. Just gently. All right. Wow.
Sarge. How's your head?
It'll be all right.
Boy, you were lucky, Annie. That vase just hit you a glancing blow.
Not worried about the vase. It was that voice, that screaming. She sounded like a wounded air raid siren.
Do you think about making Ritzik leave the army?
Are you kidding? What would he do in civilian life?
Well, he could be a sheriff.
Oh, stop. He ain't got a chance.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? There's a law on the outside. You can get arrested for his kind of cooking.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, but I never seen Emma so mad. I think maybe she means it this time.
Yeah, Annie, it might be a good idea if you gave Ritzik back half of what you want.
Give back the money? Give back the money? What kind of remark is that to make just before I fall asleep?
No, he's right, Ernie. Maybe then you can make Emma shut up.
Sure, and what difference would it make, Sarge? You win it back the next time you play.
All right, will you stop grudging me? I'll give him back the money first thing tomorrow morning.
Good night, Sarge.
Give back the money.
Where are you, Rupert? Rinse it. Christmas came early this year. Come and get it, Rupert.
Got me acting like a nut. Where is he?
Well, they should be here. It's almost time for noon chow.
Maybe he's in the hospital.
What are you talking about? Emma's good, but you don't hit that hard.
Hey, fellas, what can I do for you?
Who are you?
I'm Logan. I'm the new mess sergeant.
Mess sergeant? What happened to Mess Sergeant Ritzik?
Who? Oh, Ritzik. Ain't you heard? He's getting out today.
Al, what do you mean, Al?
Well, that's what I heard. He's going civilian.
Oh, you nuts. He's got another month to go before his hitch is up.
Now, the colonel expedited his discharge. Ritzik and the missus are home packing now.
They're home packing? Maybe before not too late.
Come on, let's get open.
Rupert.
Hi, Bilko.
Hey, what is all this nonsense with the civilian clothes? What are you up to?
This is it. I'm checking out, Bilko.
Checking? Emma, huh?
Yeah, after you left, she really carried on. The tears were flowing until 6 o'clock in the morning.
You see, your eyes are still red and swollen. Look, maybe if I talk to her.
It wouldn't help.
Emma's already made up my mind.
Look, you've been in the army 16 years, it's your home. Another 4 years, you got your pension.
Emma says it won't make any difference. You probably wind up with that, too.
Look, I'm getting sick and tired of Emma and her insinuations.
She didn't insinuate. She came right out and called you a crook.
Look,
it's my fault, but I'll make it up to you. I mean, you don't want to walk out on the army. This is your home. This is your way of life.
Emma says I can start a new life.
What do you do? Where do you go?
Emma's got plans.
Plans? What kind of plans?
I'm sorry, but I can't tell you. Emma's orders. I'm not even supposed to say goodbye to you.
Am I trying? You see me trying?
Hey, Logan. Cook good for these guys. They're a swell bunch of fun.
You leave it to me, Ritzy.
Hey, pal, you got a lot to learn. Easy with that slurry. You'll bruise the chipped beef. Here, gently. So.
Oh, sure. I get it.
Well, so long, kitchen. I'll be seeing you around. I spent 16 years in this kitchen. I don't know where they're going
now. Oh, wait a minute. Don't. I'll
talk to them.
Leave him alone, Dildo. He's through listening to you.
Emma!
Rupert's leaving this army in an old suit of clothes without a cent in his pocket. Men has left Alcatraz with more than that.
Oh, you're being very hasty, Emma. Let's talk. Look, you know what they say. Act in haste, repent at leisure.
What haste? I've been trying to get away from you since we met.
Well, you heard me pretty... Rupert, we're all buddies.
Not a word, Rupert. Don't you dare say one word, you. And let's get moving. It's a long walk to the railroad station.
This kitchen.
Hey, Ernie, what about the money?
What money?
Well, we come down here to give Rupert back some of the money he lost.
A buddy's leaving the army. You talk to me about money. Will you leave me alone? Leave me alone.
Set for 9 o'clock. It's after nine. Where are they?
How should I know? What, I got a crystal ball or something?
Hey, what's with you? What are you so testy all of a sudden for?
Nothing.
Well, where are they?
They're not coming, Bilko.
They're not coming. Why not?
Coogan says he's got a date. Pendleton says he's got a headache. And Grover says you should drop dead.
Friday night is always poking out of Camp Fremont.
Things change, Bilko.
What am I supposed to do? Play solitaire?
That's up to you, Sarge. Hey, Rock, how about you and me taking in a movie?
Sure, it'll be a pleasure.
Hey, what is this? Wait a minute, what have I got? Leprosy? Why the big threes?
You know why, Ernie.
Ritzik, you're gonna blame that on me, huh? I forced him out of the army. Now, go on, say it, say it.
Well, yes.
Henshaw, how could you say a thing like that?
Well, it's true! All right, but don't rub it in. You guys know I tried. Didn't I try to straighten him out? You saw me.
But not hard enough.
What's gonna happen to Rupert on the outside? He's not very bright, and thanks to you, they haven't got a quarter.
Yeah, not even a pension. What do you want me to do? What?
Look, let's face it, Ernie. The way you operate, the whole gang are gonna wind up broken down bums. All except you.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Go ahead, go on. You're not hiding my feelings. Walk out of me. I don't need you. I never depended upon you in the first place. I tried to straighten him out, didn't I? My conscience is clear.
Is it, Bilko? I tried, didn't I? How hard did you try?
Well, I tried. I...
Stop kidding yourself, Bilko. Henshaw is right. The whole gang will wind up broken down bums, except you.
Mister, can you spare a quarter? I ain't had a bite all day.
Of course, you poor man, I'll give you a quarter. Only...
And... Bilko, forget the quarter.
But why?
Where am I going to get a half a dollar to pay you back?
Oh, come now, Fender, we were such...
What could have happened?
Fender, how old are your wife and five kids?
Two kids, Bilko. We had to sell three of them.
Help me, I have so much...
Don't help me. If you want to help anybody, help them.
But help them?
Don't hit us, officer. We'll move along.
Hop around.
What's your little name?
Bilko.
I wish I was a cop.
Oh, come on, Pepperelli. We were such buddies after all. We went through a lot together.
I'll say we went through a lot. My money, his money.
His money.
Mullen, what are you doing sleeping on a doorway?
Oh, it's only temporary. I'm having my penthouse redecorated.
Oh, you're proud of me, Mullen. You're broke.
No, I'm a fresh air fiend.
Fellas, I must help you. Here, let me give you my card.
Oh, no cards, Bilko. That's how you put us here in the first place.
Oh, don't be that way, Mullen. Pafferelli, remember the fun we had together, the good times. You remember the Ritziks?
Emma and Rupert?
Yes, whatever happened to them?
They're doing swell. They went into business.
Business where?
Right over there.
Oh.
Here you are. Get your morning paper. Read all about it.
Emma.
A paper, mister. What do you read?
Emma, it's me, Ernie Bilko.
Bilko? Oh, Bilko, please, I beg you. I got a good thing going here. Don't louse up my buck and a half a day.
Oh, Emma, I know I've wronged you and Rupert. Please, I want to make it up to you.
You really want to make it up to me, Bilko?
Of course I do. What can I do?
You can drop dead. Maybe a copycat. Papers,
Emma.
Papers.
Emma, I just sold 3 pretzels for a quarter.
Shut up, Rupert. I told you never to mention money in front of him.
Oh, a parker of this world. You want to buy some pretzels, Bissler? It'll go good with caviar.
Rupert, don't you remember me or any Bilko?
Leave us alone, Bilko. Leave us alone or I'll start screaming.
All right.
Let's get out of this neighborhood.
Doorman, get me a cab.
Yes, sir, right away, sir.
Colonel Hall, what have they done to you?
Not you, Colonel. What have I done to you, Colonel? I didn't mean it, Colonel. I didn't know what...
Ernie, you all right?
Boys... You are right. I gotta make it up to them.
Oh.
The Ritziks. How much money I got in the bank?
About $400.
It's theirs. I'm gonna draw it out of the bank.
You really mean that, Ernie?
You know I mean it.
How about his wristwatch?
That too. Go on, find it. Hence, this time I've gone too far. Too far. It's not too late to make it up to them.
Which one is his?
Find it. Find it. I don't know where they were.
I don't know where they are. Grover got a letter from them.
Why don't you tell me?
I figured they'd suffered enough.
All right, stop with the lectures. Where are they?
Well, Rupert borrowed on his GI insurance, and they bought a diner just outside of Sunnyville.
A diner? How long ago was this?
5 days ago.
5 days, we gotta hurry. With his kind of cooking, he must be bankrupt by now.
Soup, beef stew, pie, and coffee. That was 85 cents. Did you enjoy your lunch?
I haven't had food like that since the Army.
Oh, thank you. We just took this place over, you know. Tell all your friends.
Sure, I'll call them all from the hospital.
What's it say?
No thanks.
Cup of coffee?
No thanks.
Come in again.
No thanks.
Well, I'm waiting for the orders.
That was it. 3 customers. The rush hour is over.
Oh, stop complaining. But you're always complaining. I told you it takes time to build up a business.
I don't understand it. The guy told us that all the truck drivers ain't here.
Oh, look, there's one pulling up now. That's funny. He slowed up, but he didn't stop.
I don't blame him. Why do you have to run to the door? I told you to keep out of sight.
What kind of a I frighten people away?
Well, I didn't mean to imply that at all.
I should hope not.
But you certainly don't do their appetites any good.
Now, Rupert, listen. I'm sick and tired of your insults, and I'm not going to listen to that kind of talk from you anymore. Do you understand me?
Oh, look, there's a car just stopped outside. You better hurry back into the kitchen.
All right, but push the meatloaf. Don't forget, push the meatloaf.
Waiter, some service here, please.
Oh, yes, sir.
How about your hat?
Well, gentlemen, why do you say we live dangerously?
3 blue plate specials.
How are you, Rupert?
Oh, am I glad to see you.
Hi, fellas.
Hiya, Rupert.
How you doing, pal?
Emma, guess who's here?
Who?
It's Ernie Bilko. Bilko is here.
Oh, hi, Emma. You're looking fine. How you doing, pal?
Oh, pretty good. It was slow at first, but we had 3 customers today. Hey, you guys look hungry. How about something to eat? Take a tip, lay off the meatloaf.
If they're going to eat here, I want cash in advance.
Yes, dear.
Well, how's it feel being in business for yourself?
Oh, it's great. Emma says in a few weeks we'll build this to a thriving operation. I got stuck with a lemon here, Bilko, right smack in the middle of nowheres. But, of course, working with Emma side by side, we have what they call the magazines, togetherness. She's driving me nuts, Bilko. I used to be able to get away once in a while. Now she yaps at me 24 hours a day. Bilko, you got to help me. Get me out of this place, please, Bilko.
Do something. Relax. I'll take care of you. Now, who sold you this joint?
The Central Bank and Trust Company. And this place right smack in the middle of nowhere cost me $5,000.
How much in cash?
$800.
Well, I may get you your money back if I have to see the mayor himself.
Oh, wouldn't do no good. The mayor owns the bank.
What's he like?
I never met him.
That makes it better.
I'll have you double your money back before you can say Veterans Readjustment Committee.
I never heard of that committee.
Of course not. I just formed it.
I keep it on waiting for you.
I want you in the mayor's office within an hour. You understand?
Yeah.
The mayor's office in an hour.
Hey, you sure you can help me?
Have no fear. Bilko is here. You'll get your money back.
Emma! Emma!
Where's Bilko?
He's gone.
It's about time.
Emma! Emma, come here. How would you like to get rid of this place?
Oh, Rupert, I've told you 1,000 times. This is going to be a thriving business. I've got plans for this place. In a couple of months, we're going to put tables outside for dining al fresco. We're going to have a little big on the back. I'm going to make this into a beautiful restaurant.
Yeah, but what if we got our money back?
I'd sell this dump in a minute.
Hoffman's on the phone from the bank. And there's a Sergeant Bilko from the VRC to see you.
VRC?
Veterans Readjustment Committee.
Never heard of him.
Shall I send him away?
No. In an election year, you've got to see everybody. Yes, Hoffman. Well, if you have to foreclose, then do it. I know they're an elderly couple, but try to remember we're running a bank, not a Social Security office. But be polite about it. They still vote.
Don't tell me.
Stanley Stevens? Have we met before?
No, but we powerful veteran organizations have ways of keeping tabs on our friends. As a matter of fact, we've got a complete dossier on you. Oh, yes. Look at him. He's in our corner all the way.
A complete dossier?
Well, of course. You see, when we veterans size up potential governors, senators, we want to make sure it's somebody sympathetic to our problems.
I have always endeavored to do my best.
Down at our headquarters, your file is labeled Sympathetic. Stan Stevens.
I say you can't do enough for our boys in uniform or out.
And you say it well. Did you get it? Where is it? Why isn't your pencil moving? Yes. Get these quotes down. I mean, that last quote may be worth 10 million votes in the near future.
Is he a reporter?
Oh, I beg your pardon, Your Honor. I thought you had recognized him. May I present Westbrook Henshaw, the most influential columnist on the Army Times.
Oh, of course. Won't you sit down?
Well, thank you, Westbrook. Be a good fellow. Thank you so much. I know you're a busy man, Your Honor.
I'll get back to the point. The Veterans Readjustment Committee is cooperating with the Army Times in a series of articles dealing with the adjustment period in the lives of servicemen returning to civilian life.
I see.
And so we've decided to put our best foot forward and lead the series off with a story on sympathetic Stan Stevens' hometown, Sunnyvale, USA.
I'll be more than glad to cooperate.
May I say how fortunate we are to have a mayor who's so photogenic?
Oh, really?
Oh, no, don't, no, really. You must consider the wives of the veterans vote, too, you know. You see, our stories may break on various front pages like Life or Time magazine, and do you have a preference how you photograph me? Any shading?
Oh, well, the right is my best profile.
Your Honor, I know this may shock a man of your integrity, but we have definite proof. We're retaining servicemen are continually being victimized by greedy promoters.
Deplorable.
Yes, why in some towns the bankers themselves are guilty of this malpractice. Why they push off worthless businesses, worthless homes on the...
Not in my town!
Oh, I like the spirit we gave to the
regulation. Now, it may interest you to know that in addition to being mayor of Sunnyvale, I am also president of our only bank.
No! Did you hear that, Westbrook?
By George, Mitchell Rockefeller may have some competition come this fall.
Say it,
man. The presidency, why not? Look at some of our best chief executives who come from small towns like Independence, Missouri, Springfield, Illinois. And you consider one fact. The soldiers' vote didn't hurt Ike any, did it?
We'll bring back ping pong. That's our campaign.
It's not possible.
It's not possible. Where I heard those words before, not possible. Oh, yes, it was Herbert Hoover, who you resembled as a young man. Well, let's get back to the soldier's talk.
Yes,
Your Honor, we thought the best way to tell Sunnyvale's attitude toward the returning servicemen would be through the eyes of one man, one ex-GI.
I see.
Sir, could you help us? Perhaps give us the name of the last GI who bought a business or a home here in Sunnyvale.
Simplest thing in the world. Get me Hoffman at the bank.
Oh, yeah, like this. Get that picture, Marbello. The decisive executive making a decision firm and quickly with your pointy finger. This way,
Herman. Hold it.
Hoffman, this is Stan.
Did you hear that? This is Stan. Not Banker Stevens, not Mayor Stevens, but Stan.
Oh, this man is common.
Hoffman, give me the name of the last ex-GI to buy a piece of property in Sunnyvale. Rupert Ritzik?
Not the Rupert Ritzik.
You know him?
Well, every soldier knows the legend of the immortal Sergeant Ritzik.
Was he a war hero?
Well, I myself personally know that some days he put 30 or 40 men out of action.
What's Ritzik's address? What? You sold him what? Oh, no, no. Hoffman, I'm not sure, but I think you're fired.
Wrong, Your Honor. You look pale.
Well, a terrible mistake has been made. I can't believe it. One of my subordinates took a down payment of $800 in cash from Mr. Ritchick for a worthless piece of property.
Oh,
you didn't hear that, did you, Westbrook?
I'm afraid I did. What a story!
Oh, now, come now, man. You're not going to see a promising political career ruined for a few poorly $100.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come, man. We all make mistakes. Roosevelt made mistakes. Lincoln made mistakes. Surely his honor is entitled to one mistake.
I'll give Mr. Ritchick his money back.
Did you hear that, Westbrook? That was the voice of liberal capitalism speaking for my man. Give him a story.
Well, I don't know.
He's got a point there, Stan. I mean, this Ritchick may have spent a few $100 improving his business.
I'll give him back $1,200.
Can anything be fairer than that? Come on, Westbrook. Kill that story.
Well, I don't know.
I'll give him my personal check for $1,600.
It's a deal.
Well, I don't know.
Come next November. My name is not Winthrop Bilko.
Governor's match.
The check.
Mr. Ritzik to see you.
Oh, good. Show him in. This is a stroke of luck, Marbella. I want pictures of His Excellency presenting a check to Sergeant Ritzik.
Well, here I am.
The same heroic words he said when he waded the shore in the Philippines. Marbella, get this picture of the check. The check to him. Yes.
Hold it.
Good.
Mr. Ritzik,
In my long years as mayor of Sunnyvale, I want to present you...
Your Honor, save your voice. There'll be so much campaigning. We'll need all the money we can get. Bob Miller, get pictures of his honor. You want to run around in front of the bank, at home with his family, and watch that right profile. Get the one...
Bilko, how'd you do it?
Never mind. I'll tell you all about it right now. Cash that in as soon as you can. Let's get out of here.
What for?
We're going to the army so you can re-enlist.
Oh, I wish I could. But Edna's already got plans to open up a luncheonette in Chicago.
Well, look, I can't follow you all over the country getting you in and out of trouble. Come on, you belong in the army.
Let's face it. Edna never let me go back to Camp Fremont as long as you're in the army.
Well, in that case, maybe I'm not in the army anymore.
What do you mean?
I'll explain it to you on our way back to the diner. Let me look at that check. $1,600.
All right. All right.
Okay, I'm coming. What's the hurry?
I want to get out of here before they change their minds and take back the money.
Oh, there's somebody at the door.
I told you they changed their minds. Let's go out the back way. Hurry!
Oh, no, it's okay. It's Rocco and Henshaw. Come on in, boys.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Isn't he here yet?
Who?
Bilko, he told us to meet him here.
What for?
I can't tell you. It's a surprise.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. I know. He heard about the $1,600. Come on, Rupert. We can't wait for him. We can't wait for any bus. Let's start running.
Wait, I want to say goodbye to my friend.
You'll be saying goodbye to your money. Now, come on.
Surprise!
Admiral, Rupert,
I've got wonderful news.
If I want to listen to news, I'll listen to Walter Cronkite. Now, come on.
What's up?
Take a look, pal. I'm out of the army.
No kidding.
Yeah. Now, look, I got a wonderful idea where we can make a barrel of money.
Ooh. How much?
$1,000,000, $2,000,000, the sky's the limit.
Emma, now I can get you that squirrel coat that you always wanted.
Yeah!
Now, here's the idea. Now, look, I know that you two are opening up a luncheonette in Chicago. Well, I'll go in there with you. We're making a two-way split.
Bilko, you can't become a millionaire from a luncheonette.
Yeah. That's the gimmick. Come here. The luncheonette is just the front. In the back of the luncheonette, we're going to have a gambling casino. You know what I mean? Dice, roulette, poker, the works!
Sounds great, Emma. What do you say?
Police!
Before I even open the place. Now, look, Emma. Don't let this opportunity go by. I know where I can get some good secondhand gambling equipment. I got $100. I only need $1,600 more.
I know it.
Wait a minute, Emma. You gotta think big.
Where would Al Capone be today if he didn't take chances?
You must be crazy. You can only get away with things like that in the army. You can't get away with that in civilian life.
But why? Just tell me why.
Because there's a big difference between Colonel Hall and J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh, what about J. Edgar Hoover? To me, he's just another cop.
That settles it. He's crazy. Just crazy. Wise up, Bilko. Go back to the army.
That's impossible.
Why?
Tell her, Hench.
He sold the colonel's staff car.
Yeah. The colonel gave me an honorable discharge with one condition, that I never show my face around Camp Fremont again.
Gee, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's 10 years of hard labor if they ever catch me within 100 miles of Camp Fremont. But that's all behind me. Let's look ahead. I can just see us now. The three of us. The three musketeers. It'll be great fun outsmarting the FBI, muscling in on the mafia.
Oh, boy, just like James Cagney in the movies. All right, Jocko, come
in. Oh, shut up. Come on.
Where are we going?
The one place Bilko can't get his hands on our money, Camp Fremont.
Wait a minute, Emma. You know I can't go back there.
That's your tough luck, Bilko. This is one time you outsmarted yourself. Come on, Rupert.
She's got no gun. She's
Well, everything's in its place. He's back at camp where he belongs. Now we get back.
Good.
Wait a minute. You know that wasn't a bad gimmick I came up with? What? I mean about the luncheonette? I do know where I can get a hold of some good secondhand gambling equipment. First, you know, I line up my group of guys, you know. I say, listen, fellas, I'm going to run this outfit, you understand? It's... Why don't you talk me out of it?